Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jimmy Taylor, Beef Board Secretary Treasurer, talking about research paid by the checkoff in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HighBid.com. HighBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HighBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HighBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and see what everyone's talking about.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
We continue our conversation today with Jimmy Taylor, Secretary Treasurer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, talking today with Jimmy about some of the research projects that are funded by checkoff dollars.
What's the most value for the checkoff dollar as far as the various types of research that you have to kind of sort through all the various projects that you have to look at?
Like I say, all of them were good. It might be research to combat misinformation about greenhouse gases that cattle seem to be a target right now of certain groups. They're trying to spin our industry in a bad light. And some of the information they're coming out with is just not true. For instance, for greenhouse gas emissions, they use a global number, which is double-digit percent of the greenhouse gas contribution, where actually that number in the United States is 2.6%. We've done a really good job here with improved genetics and quality feeds, where we're not emitting near the gases that they do internationally. Another example of research that's beneficial to us is the Meat Demand Monitor. That's an AR that was put forward by the United States Cattlemen's Association and subcontracted to Kansas State University with Dr. Glenn Tonzer running that project. And he does a survey of 2,000 consumers every month comparing different types of protein and meat substitutes. And it gives us an idea of what's resonating with consumers. We can more wisely spend checkoff dollars by having this information to work with.
Jimmy, I know that as you and your fellow cattle producers try to figure all these things out, put things in kind of an order to make sure that you're getting that maximum return on investment. On a regular basis, we check those numbers as far as that gross, for each dollar you spend, you get so many dollars back. And the most recent numbers I know were very, very impressive.
Yes, we have a disinterested third party conduct that research. Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University did the return on investment study, found out for every checkoff dollar invested, we are returned $11.91. It's even more impressive when you look at the return on a dollar invested internationally. That number was $24.45. Return on investment. So it's pretty good bang for the buck that we're getting with the programs we're choosing.
Finally, I know that you have the opportunity from time to time to talk with your neighbors and with other cattle producers that you kind of encounter that maybe don't, they obviously don't have quite the amount of information that you have as actually sitting on the CBB. But what's the one or two messages you really try to deliver to them about the value of this whole system that handles the checkoff and then obviously tries to invest the checkoff on behalf of them?
Well, there is some misinformation out there. One of the things that I would like to point out that Cattlemen's Beef Board is made up of beef producers. And there are those segments that I mentioned earlier. The vast majority of them are cow-calf producers, but all segments of the industry are represented there. And it's people out there that run their own operations, family farms that those people go out and get their hands dirty. They understand the day-to-day challenges. And when we get together in our beef board meetings, there's a lot of good ideas that that are brought up, and we choose the best ones and invest those dollars as wisely as we can to get the best benefit to create beef demand for our industry.
Jimmy Taylor, cattle producer from Cheyenne, Oklahoma, the secretary treasurer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Thursday, June 3rd, the next Superior Livestock Video Cattle Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 13,000 head to be offered, 4,600 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 2,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.